This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. When voters legalized recreational marijuana here, they also approved growing hemp. Boosters say hemp could be the state's next cash crop. It has more than 25,000 documented uses, from cooking oil to furniture to clothing. Well, this week, the state told farmers to hold off on planting hemp while it sets up a system to track the crop. We thought this was a good time to check back in with Eastern Plains farmer Michael Bowman. He's been advocating for hemp for years, and he's in Washington this week lobbying Congress to follow Colorado's lead and make hemp farming legal. Michael, thanks for being with us again.
Well, it's great to be here again, Ryan.
And when we talked to you last, not long after the big election, you'd planned to plant your first hemp crop April 30th. That happens to be Willie Nelson's birthday. He turned 80 this April. He's a friend of yours, a longtime hemp advocate. And the big question is, did you plant April 30th?
Well, we did not for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was snowing in Colorado on the 30th.
There was that.
And secondly, Willie gave us a wide berth in planting days because he's decided this is an 80th birthday year. And so the day wasn't important. It's important that we just got it right. We've been working diligently on all the parallel paths that have to converge at some point to make this industry legitimate.
So you've got the federal paths, you've got the state paths. Let me ask why the federal stuff matters. In other words, when it comes to marijuana, Colorado's just been going full steam ahead at, you know, making that industry happen. Why, as you, a farmer, would you wait for the feds to acknowledge this crop?
You know, we grow corn, we grow wheat, alfalfa, soybeans, dry beans, and we rely on the federal government's largesse, so to speak, to help complement and put a foundation under that through multi-peril insurance, which is no small ordeal in these times with the climate we have and the environment we have with the weather extremes. I mean, we have to have the participation of the USDA, and all of that is at risk, potentially, with the planting of a crop.
So what's the climate like in D.C., which is actually where you're talking to us from? What is it like around hemp legalization?
At the federal level, like we experienced in Colorado, it was really an education process. And once we went to, you know, senator to senator to senator and explained why it needed to be changed, what we have now in front of us, Ryan, is we had in January, we had the introduction of the 2013 Industrial Hemp Farming Act.
And the point of this legislation fundamentally is to remove hemp as a Schedule I substance into something that can be grown as a crop.
That's true. And right now, where it sits as a Schedule I substance, it is treated identical to heroin and cocaine. So here we have a crop that has so many opportunities that is not a drug at all, that being the biggest barrier. And the rest of the, you know, the rest of it is just details.
The fact that hemp has been basically banned in this country since the 30s, there's a long and sordid history there. You and I have talked about this before, Michael. And we've also talked about the fact that hemp is different in really important ways from marijuana.
It is, Ryan. You know, although it may look somewhat similar, you'd be interested to know that, you know, the pushback we're getting in D.C. right now, what little pushback we are getting is still some kind of the lingering ignorance of what hemp is and the fear that if they jump in and support us in this legalization, they're somehow being soft on the war on drugs. Well, you know, anybody who's done a, you know, Botany 101 would know that if your goal was to eradicate marijuana, you'd be planting hemp everywhere.
What you mean there is if you actually plant hemp near marijuana, it reduces the strength of the marijuana. They sort of breed, and you are weakening the marijuana if it was right next
door.
That
is exactly right. They'll cross-pollinate, Ryan, and the THC, which is the psychoactive property in marijuana, is minimized dramatically, and the marijuana effectively becomes worthless. So there isn't a serious marijuana grower in the state that wants to be anywhere near an industrial hemp field. So the thought that we would be hiding marijuana plants inside an industrial hemp field is ludicrous.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And we're checking in once again with farmer Michael Bowman of Ray, Colorado, who hopes to take advantage of the fact that voters in this state last November legalized in Colorado the cultivation of hemp. Bowman is a farmer who'd like to plant hemp. He's also working on the federal level before he plants his crops. But let's talk about what's happening at the state level. So lawmakers this session passed a slew of regulations related to recreational marijuana. and to a lesser extent, some rules around hemp. What did they lay out? What's the status here of state law?
So there will be a registration process with the Colorado Department of Agriculture, which will start next spring.
Oh, so you have to register the crop? You don't have to do that with corn or something, do you?
No, we do not have to do with corn. You don't have to do with tomatoes either, interestingly enough. But there is a registration process, you know, so we're going to be, you know, very transparent with this. The Department of Agriculture will know how much and where, and random sampling to make sure the THC levels are appropriate. And it also sets in place an advisory panel of stakeholders from across Colorado, including Colorado State University, farmers, consumer advocates, businesses.
CSU, of course, runs the Extension Service. And the bill to do this got unanimous support, right?
It did. The bill passed in third reading in both chambers with unanimous vote, which is just really a testament to both the work that a broad coalition participated in and the fact that this is such a pragmatic and needed industry in Colorado.
What do you think the size of it could be?
If you look at my home county of Yuma County, there's about 250,000 acres of irrigated crops. That's been mostly corn over history. And in our case, we are grappling with the challenge of the Ogallala Aquifer, just the finite amount of water that's there, and the Kansas Compact. So as we look for opportunities to transition away from something like corn or alfalfa, something that uses a lot of water, this will certainly be, we think, a welcomed opportunity.
The Department of Agriculture claims that it's received a lot of interest in growing hemp, people contacting them. Are you surprised by the interest that Colorado farmers are showing?
Actually, not at all, Ryan. I think when you look at the potential of this plant, whether you're a farmer that uses surface water, your salt contents in your soil have gotten high and you can't grow crops, you know, this is a solution. If you're challenged with the amount of water you have, and you need to find something that's going to have some high value with a lower input of your water and fertilizer and herbicide resources, this is a solution. If you're looking to find something that you can create jobs locally, whether it's food, feed, fuel, fiber. And so I'm not surprised, you know, at all.
Where does a farmer buy seeds and learn how to grow a crop that's been illegal since the 1930s?
Well, therein lies probably the core challenge of anybody planting this year. I mean, technically, having a viable hemp seed in this country is a violation of federal law. There are small amounts of seed around. People have propagated locally grown feral hemp. And once we make the leap to where we want to go into commercial production, whether you're going to plant 100 acres or 1,000 or 500, that seed stock resides outside of the United States. Primarily, you know, the best place is Canada. The first step is going to be going north of the border to our friends in the attic, see if they won't share their seed stock with us.
Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Michael Bowman is a fifth-generation farmer near Ray, Colorado, and he's raring to plant hemp, which Colorado voters legalized when they passed Amendment 64 last fall.